Just how much mischief, how much trouble, Gould would not know until the following year. But right from the start, Hitchcock impressed him as a lonely fat boy who smiled and looked at you as if he could see straight through you. At school that year, the students attended concerts of music by Bizet and Mozart and Johann Strauss, and the winter term began with a detailed study of Robinson Crusoe, a book which certainly must have appealed to Alfred's wanderlust. With the Lenten season, a series of sermons and lectures was prepared for the boys and parishioners. The first of these, dated February 12th, was called Dread of Sin. It gives a clear idea of the moral suspicions, the obsession with crime and sex, sin and death, that characterized Hitchcock's spiritual background. A true horror of sin is not natural to mankind in general. Of the vices of others, we have always a sufficient dread. The judgment of our own is apt to be a very kindly and merciful one. Other men's crimes fill us with a certain fear, because they may, and sometimes do, affect our personal safety. Few men need to be convinced of the exceeding sinfulness of murder and theft, or of some breaches of the Sixth and Ninth Commandments. But even men and women who are well instructed do not always succeed in exercising a true dread of sin. We are expected to take supernatural views, and if we fail to do so, we are very rightly condemned. So long as we take the worldling's view of vice, we imperil our own souls and the souls of others. This first Lenten sermon, virtually a moral outline for the collection of Hitchcock's scenarios, was followed by others hardly more jolly or positive in tone. On March 10th, the weekly meditation for the students was on Sin and the Justice of God. On March 17th, on Sin and the Majesty.